And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
America's 41st president is in the intensive care unit at a Houston hospital. Former President George H.W. Bush is being treated for an infection that spread to his blood. A statement from his spokesman says the 93-year-old Bush is responding to treatment.
Man, how many times do we see that a couple that's been married for a long time, one of them passes, and then the next thing you know, it's the other one.
They function well together. They
right.
can't be apart.
Yeah.
Travis Ryan King, the suspect in the shooting that killed four people Sunday at a Nashville area Waffle House, was captured yesterday thanks to a tip from a woman at a construction site. Lydia French said she called 911 after she saw a man who looked like Ryan King emerge from the woods looking shocked and disoriented. Ryan King was reportedly found in a wooded area behind an apartment complex near where he had last been seen. Police say he refused to make a statement upon his arrest and asked for a lawyer. Britain's newest prince is already home. Just hours after being born, the Duchess of Cambridge and Prince William welcomed their third child and second son into the world yesterday morning. Less than 7 hours after the birth, the Duchess and Prince William left St. Mary's Hospital with their 8-pound, 7-ounce son in a car seat. The reason I am shocked is because, of course, she looked amazing.
I know. Right? Just every girl I know is like, what the? She just went in last night. She looks like that.
7 hours before. She had a child. She comes out in an adorable dress. She's got makeup. Her hair's blown out. She's perfect. Hey, I can't live up to those expectations.
She's the Duchess, the future queen. Of course she's going to be perfect.
B, I don't think it's fair. I felt bad for her. I'm like, oh, she has all this pressure on her to be perfect 7 hours after she had a baby.
Then, yeah. Of course, there were those people like, see what you get with national health care? You get kicked out 7 hours after you have a baby.
Peace out. Good luck. And a 12-year-old Australian boy, identified only as Drew, did some research online, learned he could fly alone without a letter from a parent on Jetstar Airways. So he stole his mom's credit card, got a hold of his passport, took a train to the airport, and flew to Bali. He checked into a 4-star hotel, made some reservations in advance for that, lived it up while his panicked mom reported him missing back home. It was finally a video that he posted of himself in the hotel pool that did him in. His mom said she was shocked and disgusted. She said there's no emotion to feel what we felt when we found out that he'd just left overseas. She says he has tried this stunt twice before, only to be turned away at the airport. She said he just doesn't like the word no, and that's what I got, a kid in Indonesia.
Disgusted. I think the kid's a hero. This is great.
Saw this happen in many movies. Seems to work out well.
Catch me if you can. We were just talking about this Tom Hanks, Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
KC1021 of The Show with Jen and Truda is Jen's impossible question for Tuesday morning.
Over 38% of people ignore this at home, even though it can be dangerous. What are we talking about?
Your wife.
Really? It's a much higher percentage.
She's dangerous. And I do a great job ignoring her. All right, let's go to the phones. KC, we'll start with Anthony. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so what do you think we're ignoring at home?
I'm going to say your air filter.
Oh, no, but now that you said that, I really need to change that. That's
there
not,
you go.
That's mm-hmm. not the right answer, right? But I really do.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Don't think about it until somebody
Dang.
Else mentions it. In Belton, here's Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
All right, so what do you think is the answer here?
Well, I'm pretty sure that it's probably the warning beeps of the battery going dead in your smoke detector.
That's not the right answer, but we all do it, right? You just yep. unplug it because it's annoying in the middle of the night. So you just take it down, and then what happens? This is us style. The whole house catches on fire.
Exactly. Yep. Tamara and KC, good morning.
Oh, I didn't get it right. I was going to say dead battery and smoke alarm.
Think of another
something
guess.
Else. And I don't know. I don't know the answer. I just guess right along with you people.
I'm going to give you the hint of kitchen. Kitchen is a hint.
I don't know.
All right.
Okay. Thanks. Move on. We'll go to Tanda in Oak Grove. Good morning, Tanda.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Okay, so what do you think we're ignoring in the kitchen?
Well, I was going to say smoke detectors. I would say the oven.
No. Nope.
Like when the timer goes off.
Oh, right. Smart guess, but that's not it. No.
Okay, thanks.
It is pretty annoying, isn't it? KC, here's Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. My guess would be carbon monoxide levels.
Nope, that's not it. Very important to check on, but that's not the right answer.
Right, get the detector working, I hope. How about Eric in KC? Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
All right, so what do you think? What are we ignoring in the kitchen?
Unattended cooking.
Nope. Not leaving something on the stove.
Just leaving the stove out there, right? Okay, I think are we getting close?
The text line is going insane. You can't text to win. You do have to call in if you want to win the tickets. 816-576-7102. Somebody said garbage disposal. Nope, that's not it. Hand down the garbage disposal. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
I hate that, right?
That's so gross.
All right, a couple more here before we hit the break. Shawnee, here's Paul. Good morning, Paul.
I'm going to guess the refrigerator door opens.
Nope.
Oh, and the ding, ding, ding sound it makes?
Yeah.
Not it.
I hate that, too.
It does have to do with that refrigerator once you open it. What about that? What's
okay.
in there?
Alice in Overland Park. Good morning, Alice.
Well, she just gave another hint. I was going to say turn off the coffee pot.
Oh, that's another good guess, but no, not it.
Okay. More calls coming up. This is a tough one today.
Maybe in the refrigerator, maybe in the pantry. Something to do with those things.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's impossible question proving to be a worthwhile foe today.
Over 38% of people ignore this at home, even though it can be dangerous. What is it? You have to call with your guesses, not text 816-576-7102.
Although I do love the text line because... can be snarky sometimes.
And we've had two people get it right on the text line, but you got a call to win the tickets.
That's right. Number's the same. Gladstone, let's go to Amanda for this round. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
What are we ignoring?
Expiration date.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Expiration dates on the food.
Woo!
Do you remember when we went through the refrigerator here at work like 6 months ago? Joey, do you remember how old that was, that can of soup that we found?
I believe 4 years.
I think there was one that was 4 years old.
4 years old,
in the refrigerator. Yeah.
What, you guys need to get somebody to clean that out.
I know.
Well, regular.
Was there not something from 2011?
I think the first time we did that, we did find something from 2011.
Yeah.
And then we went back and did it again another time and found something from 4 years ago.
Well, apparently we're the only one who cleans this out every year.
It's
so,
us.
Yeah, it's us.
Well, congratulations. You got it. Max, Val, and Pete, Live on Tour Confidential, Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland. You will be there this Sunday, and we'll let you know Friday if you will be meeting them as well.
Sweet.
Congratulations.
Right. Good job, Amanda. Hold on for 1 second. Joey's going to get the info. Is it time? Do we do that in the summertime, or do we keep tabs on what time of the year we did that?
I mean, I feel like we just did it, like, what, 4 months ago maybe or something?
Yeah, that may be right. Was it this year?
Because there is a National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day, and that's when we did it.
Hmm.
We could actually look that up on the Google machine.
Of course there is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Check that out. So it should be clean-ish. I mean, if that wasn't that long ago.
Well, I mean, somehow something from 2012 will get reintroduced into the whole ecosystem here. It will just be nasty.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, Oscar and Emmy award-winning actress Shirley MacLaine is 84. Award-winning actress and singer Barbara Streisand is 76. And singer Kelly Clarkson is 36 today. Very strong women with birthdays. Directors of the highly anticipated Avengers Infinity War are sharing a spoiler warning ahead of the movie's world premiere. The latest Marvel film was shown for the first time last night in Los Angeles. The directors took to Twitter to share a typed note next to an Infinity Gauntlet that read, "If you truly want to avoid all spoilers until you see the film, we recommend you abstain from social media and the internet in general until you have an opportunity to get to the theater." The movie hits theaters this Friday.
Destroy your phone.
Throw your phone away. Burn your laptop. Do what you gotta do so you don't ruin Avengers.
There are people that delight, though, in ruining stuff for other people, though.
Oh, sure. And I've done it by accident. Like, because we get to go to advanced screening sometimes, mm-hmm. just like the week of the film. So just like this situation where it's 4 or 5 days before it comes out. And I'll go, oh my gosh, you have to go see the new Super Troopers. It's so funny. Go see it right meow. And then, you know. Somebody's like, "Hey, man, don't tell me anything that's going on."
I don't know if Super Troopers was the right.
The only the reason I use that is because it was last week that I got to see it. Obviously, there's not really spoilers there.
Now, see, Joey had a remote with me the like 10 minutes after I saw the latest Star Wars film.
Oh, right.
And remember, I was very excited, and I wanted to talk with somebody about it, and I'm trying to like say general things without ruining it for you. But
Oh yeah, and Chris Conley of the Chiefs, who's a huge Star Wars fan, was there as well.
That's right,
and
yes.
He was very jealous of you.
Exactly, right.
And I had that spoiled by social media by some guy who was just posting to be a jerk.
Well, there you go.
Right. And the worst is you want to know, but you don't want to know. Like
sure.
During This Is Us, there were times that I got behind on an episode, and I would tell Shaylee, "Tell me what? No, don't tell me. But tell me. But don't we find out?
Yeah.
But no, don't. Yeah.
But still, Super Troopers. I don't think that's the right film to like.
No,
I don't
it's
know
not.
That anybody's really worried about you.
But I did see it last week.
Damn it, she spoiled Super Troopers for me. Oh, man.
Now I know Rob Lowe's in it. Macaulay Culkin was on the Ellen Show yesterday. He said he stays home at Christmas time because people want him to recreate the face from Home Alone.
You don't watch it.
No, not really.
And you don't go out of the house during that time.
Yes, I definitely don't.
Yeah.
It's my season.
Yeah.
Look, yeah. Yes, it's Macaulay. It's Macaulay season. So, I try to go out like less and less around that time
and
of year.
Do people come up to you and want you to put
do
your hands on
thing?
Your face?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What do you say to them?
No.
Yeah, right.
I've already been there, done that already.
Right,
guys.
Right.
It's like, you know, yeah, I'm 37 now, okay? Hey, Mom.
He was actually there to talk about his lifestyle brand. He's got a website that has T-shirts, like food and recipe information, travel guides. So if you would like to check out Macaulay Culkin's lifestyle brand, go to bunnyears.com.
You're telling me this kid's only a year younger than I am?
Yep. That's, wow. That puts that in perspective, doesn't it?
It does. No wonder that was my favorite movie when I was a kid. But he was the same age. Wow.
Dwayne Johnson, now a father of three. The Rock welcomed a new baby girl with his girlfriend, Lauren. He shared the news on Instagram with a photo of him and the baby, which is adorable. Named Tiana Gia Johnson. He wrote in the caption that he is proud to bring another strong girl into the world. That's your entertainment news for Tuesday on the show.
All right, today, again, if you hear two Taylor Swift songs back-to-back, you, caller 102, wins tickets to the show. We're doing it all week long. It's anytime Taylor Swift songs play back-to-back. You never know when it could happen. We'll also give you a chance to get backstage. Max and Pita.
She said it's cold outside, she hands me my raincoat.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Facebook is releasing a rule book for what it allows on the giant social network. The rules cover subjects ranging from drug use and sex work to hate speech, bullying, and inciting violence. The information is now available on the website, much more detailed than a brief general version of Facebook's community standards for what people can post. The company says it's putting out the longer document to clear up confusion and be more open about how it operates. Did you see the story in the Kansas City Star about a Shawnee man that accidentally shot himself in the old junk?
I did see that, partly because it's my area of the world, and, well,
yeah,
gotta be proud about that, huh?
He was taken by ambulance to a hospital early Sunday after apparently shooting himself in the old man parts in there in Shawnee. No word on his condition. Police say it is not uncommon for people to accidentally discharge a weapon.
But what about his gun? That's the big question this morning. Now, I did see another story that they've actually done a transplant on that part of the body. That this is a new thing that a veteran injured in combat at the Baltimore Hospital has actually received a transplant of the, you know, man parts.
The world's most extensive penis and scrotum transplant. I did see that. That story is incredible and probably much more important than the one I just read.
Probably
about
so,
the man
yeah.
Who accidentally.
I like this where they say that he should be able to do all of the things he did before.
He's doing extremely well. He's up, he's walking, he's showing no signs of infection or rejection, and will hopefully be discharged home at the end of this week. This should help him significantly. I think his ability to void or urinate will be completely normalized, and we're pretty confident that his sexual function will return to normal as well.
Isn't that incredible? He was severely injured by an explosion in Afghanistan.
Right.
And then they can do that.
It's life-changing, right.
That's amazing. A kangaroo at a Chinese zoo is dead after visitors threw rocks at the animal to make it hop.
Oh.
People, don't. Zoo says the 12-year-old female kangaroo was pelted with stones, injuring its foot and causing internal bleeding. The incident happened in February, but the details were only now made public. And good news, a lottery ticket left in a drawer has turned out to be worth $4 million. This guy, Jeff Kretzer from Chesterfield, Virginia, says he bought the $100 million cash extravaganza ticket, forgot about it, put it in a drawer, Over a month later, came across the ticket, realized it was worth the $4 million. That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday on the show.
How all these people do that? I pay attention to my lottery tickets as soon as they happen.
And
I'm like, come on, please win, please.
It was a $100 ticket to start with.
Yeah.
I mean, that's gutsy.
You can ignore that. Jeez. Guess I'm not rich enough to be able to ignore my lottery tickets.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Insurance Perfect, 720 KC1021. And The Show with Jen and Truda, producer Joey in the house as well. Everybody's here for Tuesday morning, and it's a perfect time, as insurance says, to open up the vent line, I think.
816-576-7102. You can text or call with your first world problems. Mine, I'm bringing over from yesterday morning because I started Max Life, this new diet program. I was all excited to get started yesterday morning, and I had to fill up this humongous water jug, right? And then I had to mix in some supplements into it and then drink that throughout the day.
Yes.
Huge. Like, think of, like, the giant Quick Trip, like, the biggest cup you can get,
You've
right?
You've got a big old mug there waiting for you.
Ginormous.
Yep.
I get in the car. I set it on the passenger seat floor, start setting all my other stuff down, back out, boom. The entire thing knocks over. The lid comes off. It is all over the passenger seat floor. That was my welcome to Monday yesterday.
That's worse than leaving it on top of your car.
Yes. Yeah. And thankfully, it didn't really smell yesterday, so I guess there is a silver lining. But yeah, no, started out the first day of the diet. I mean, I wasn't even 30 minutes into it. Dumped everything on the floor. First world problems. The vent line is open for you. 816-576-7102.
We'll take your calls or your texts to the same number. You can share those either way. Let's see. Before we do a song, let's get one of these, shall we? Hey, good morning to the show. What do you want to vent about?
What is the deal with the dads who, when it's their turn, you know, maybe they're taking care of the kids or they're just watching them for a couple hours, how come they refer to watching their kids as babysitting?
Yes.
Mm. My husband, if I have to go to the store for a couple hours, he'll say something about, well, how long do I have to babysit the kids? It's not babysitting if they're your own kids.
Amen. Amen, sister.
I know people who say that, who do that, yes.
Yes, all the time. That drives me nuts. You're not babysitting. They're your children.
Parenting.
You're parenting your children.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The vent line is open, my friends.
Text or call 816-576-7102 from the text line. College student, it's the last 2 weeks. I have several presentations this week, and I have a sinus infection that has taken over my voice.
Oh,
ugh.
No.
Hashtag first world problems. Walmart isn't selling their best choice brand of peanut butter cups, and I don't like Reese's. I'm totally with you.
I don't know what to say about that.
It's the little things, man.
So it's a bad deal, I guess, right?
Also from the text line, daycare is way too expensive. Yes. I'm just trying to find summer daycare for a couple of weeks, and that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Even just to put a 9 and a 7-year-old in camp for a couple of hours in the summer, I can't afford it.
It's a lot.
Also on the text line, I hate how overused the words awesome and love are used. I love that you used our text line. I think that's awesome.
Literally, too. It gets overused a lot as well. Right?
Stop.
Yep. David, what do you want to vent about here?
I want to vent about how girls put me in the friend zone all the time. Like, oh, you're adorable. You're cute. But no one wants to date the cute guy. You want to befriend the cute guy. He's like, oh, he's so cute. He's like, he's almost gay. No, I'm not gay. Oh, you remind me of my little brother. That's not what I want to hear.
That's bad.
Want to hear, oh, I want to drop my panties for you.
Yeah.
You know? It's annoying. That's all I got to say.
Well, I hear you, buddy. But I mean, that's hard enough anyway. It's even when you're in a relationship.
I was friend-zoned it all through high school. That was all of high school for me.
Yeah, you're talking to the king of the friend zone.
I was I was every guy's friend. Oh, you're so fun to hang out with. Well, then hang out with me as your girlfriend and maybe make out with me at the end of the night. How about that? If I'm so fun to hang out. I'm sorry. I'm letting this all out. That's why we have the vent line. Let it all
yes,
out.
Yes, that's true.
It's free therapy,
see, to my daughter, I'm like, it's great to be friends, honey. Just be friends with everybody. That's fine.
Sure.
Fantastic. Jennifer, what about you? What are you venting about this morning?
I'm venting about my never-ending battle with gravity.
Oh, yeah. What's happening? How are you being affected?
Well, I tripped over my own 2 feet, fell down my deck, and sprained my ankle, broke my glasses.
Oh, no.
No.
Got new glasses.
Yeah, that's good news.
Man, blasted Newton. He'll get you every time.
So last night, he dislocated my coccyx.
Oh, no, you didn't. You really did?
Uh-huh.
Ouch, that sounds very painful.
That sounds painful.
Well,
I think there's a guy in Shawnee who did about the same thing, too.
No, she said coccyx.
No. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Very different.
Yeah, my behind bone.
Not up on my medical terms. Well, Jennifer, I hope things turn around for you. good luck.
I guess I'm a klutz. My parents should have named me Grace. I don't know.
Valid vents. That's why we have the vent line.
I am none too graceful myself on 2 feet. 816-576-7102. You can text, you can call the same number, and Facebook comment for that matter as well. So we'll take them either way. Coming up. Oh, yeah?
Sorry, from the text line. I'm a college instructor, and I'm getting the flood of what can I do to get my grade up? Oh, I don't know. Maybe show up?
Study, perhaps?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda. The
event line is on and open.
And man, you guys are all over it today. A lot of problems, a lot of first world problems from the text line. When I'm driving 10 miles per hour over the limit and the person behind me is right on my bumper, how fast do I have to go? Yep.
That's true. Yep.
Also on the text line, walk in to get a haircut, nobody there. Get told 15-minute wait. Two people in front of you checked in online. Hashtag first world problems.
Just get the app.
That's right.
Come on, dude. Download online. There we are. Carissa's in Independence. Carissa, what are you venting about this morning?
I want to vent about text messaging.
Okay.
So I feel like I may be the only person in 2018 that feels like text messaging is getting a little out of hand. I have friends. They text me the longest messages, and women like their personal details. And so they also want a detailed response, but it's exhausting to try and put all in a text message. And then also, like, guys, when they court you, nowadays they want to do it solely over text messaging. And I'm like, there's no way you can have a full conversation with someone over a text message. I'm so over it. I'm like, just call me.
Yes.
I just can't deal with it.
I also, to add to that, hate the group text, especially the super long ones, and then the 400 people in on the text have to respond, and my phone is going, ding, ding, ding. Stop. Don't put me in on the group text. Just, no.
It's honestly the worst. It's like, and especially if you're texting someone all day, it feels like you're talking about everything, and then you ever go back the next thing and read the text message, and literally a full day of text messaging, and you realize you've talked about nothing.
That's true. It's just real. Passes you by. Carissa, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
A lot of venting going on this morning. 816-576-7102. Had to keep the vent line open as they keep rolling in this morning.
Line's off the hook today. Text going crazy. Phones going crazy. Love it. Let's go to Blue Springs where Jeannie is standing by. Jeannie, good morning. What would you like to vent about?
Driving in rush hour traffic and watching someone run up on people's butt and slam on their brakes. And when you look over and look at them, you realize they're sitting there putting on their makeup and not really paying attention to the road.
And are you currently dealing with that this morning?
5 minutes ago.
What,
I got off the highway because she was a maniac. She's sitting there putting on her makeup and running up on people and slamming on her brakes and then changing lanes and looking over at me like I'm driving like a maniac. And I'm looking at her like, are you serious right now?
And what's your travel route? Where were you going from and to?
470 towards Kansas City.
All right.
Yeah, we've dealt with this before and the things that people do while driving. I mean, putting on makeup, reading,
we've
shaving.
Heard eating a bowl of cereal. Someone saw that. Someone saw a guy playing acoustic guitar while driving. We've heard
One morning a couple of years ago, I was driving 470. It was rush hour. It was back-to-back, you know, just wall-to-wall traffic. Horrible traffic. And it was pouring down rain. It was still dark in the morning at that time because it was like in the winter months.
Uh-huh.
And I look over, and this lady, I could actually see, she's looking at her phone. I could see she had Facebook open.
No! You cannot scroll Facebook and drive, people!
She was Facebooking on the road, on the freeway, no less.
Yeah.
In rush hour traffic, in the rain, horrible conditions, bumper to bumper traffic.
Oh, disgusting.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Jeannie, thank you for the call. See it all.
Although, if you have Facebook up now, you could give KC1021 our page
anybody.
While you're driving.
No, I'm just saying, don't encourage anybody.
We also have a new Facebook page for the show with Jen and Truda. You could give us a like, too. But not if you're driving.
But while you're stopped, that's a good point. And then don't ever text and drive as us either. All right, pull over if you're going to do that stuff.
Save it for work if you can.
But you can call us now and tell us what crazy things you see while driving around out there. We'd love to take those stories.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The stupid things you've seen while driving.
From the text line, my ex used to brush his teeth while driving and spit out the window.
Ooh,
ew.
What?
How? You have no water source. Are you dipping it in a cup? You
bring don't
a
ask.
Cup of
Just
water?
Don't do that.
You take water with you?
Are you dry brushing? What are you doing?
Take a swig of a bottle of water?
Aw.
Take a swig of Jack is what you do.
Hey, now we're in. No. Not while driving. No.
Oh, yeah, no, true. Casey, what have you seen out there while driving?
Okay, so so I have a really funny one for you. I was driving one time, and the car in front of me was swerving all over the place. I mean, like, multiple lanes just all over. So I assume, you know, they're texting. So I pull up beside them because I'm not about to be behind them. Pull up beside him, look over just to double check and make sure, yeah, they're texting. Nope. This guy had the largest cheeseburger I have ever seen in my life in his hands. Double fisting it, steering the steering wheels with his elbows.
Of course.
Eyes closed, and I swear to you, making like the facial expressions that you would when you're making like passionate love to something.
Making passionate love to that sweet, sweet cheeseburger
is
what he was doing.
Yeah,
so,
where did you pass me? I wish I could have videoed it. It was classic.
Did it look like Brian Truda in any way, shape, or form?
No, I don't think so. Well, I don't know.
It's not official here,
so.
Yeah, elbows are fine to drive with. That's cool.
Yeah, and I mean, this was like a stacked. I mean, this thing was huge.
You know what? Now I want to know where he got that cheeseburger.
Oh, my God.
I was like, yep. So, yeah, very dangerous, but very hysterical.
That's awesome. All right, Casey, thank you.
We're a multitasking people, I tell you.
Yes, we are. He's in Overland Park. Who in OP has a hamburger like that? It's my mission now to find him.
Yeah. The conversation has turned into the best cheeseburgers.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
America's 41st president is in the intensive care unit at a Houston hospital. Former President George H.W. Bush is being treated for an infection that spread to his blood. A statement from his spokesman says the 93-year-old Bush is responding to treatment. Travis Reinking, the suspect in the shooting that killed four people Sunday at a Nashville-area Waffle House, was captured yesterday thanks to a tip from a woman at a construction site. Lydia French said she called 911 after she saw a man who looked like Reinking emerge from the woods looking shocked and disoriented. Reinking was reportedly found in a wooded area behind an apartment complex near where he had last been seen. Police say he refused to make a statement upon his arrest and asked for a lawyer. Britain's newest prince is already home, just hours after being born. The Duchess of Cambridge and Prince William welcomed their third child and second son into the world yesterday morning. Less than 7 hours after the birth, the Duchess and Prince William left St. Mary's Hospital with their 8-pound, 7-ounce son in a car seat. You have got to go see the pictures that we posted on the KC1021 Facebook page this morning. It's got Kate Middleton on the left showing how she looks beautiful and perfect just 7 hours after giving birth. Adorable dress. Her hair is blown out perfectly. Her makeup's done. And then it's got a picture of what women actually look like after giving birth on the right.
So that's not what it looks like? You don't look like Kate Middleton?
I don't even think I got to take a shower for 24 hours after I had my kids.
I feel like that's super fast, is it not?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, they're probably going to give medical care back at the palace.
Absolutely.
Or whatever,
she's going to have 47 doctors, you know, right there. Plus, she also has a full team, I would assume, to get her prepared for such a thing. Whereas I had my sister and I was going, can you make me not look like this? Help me. Help. How about this kid? A 12-year-old Australian boy identified only as Drew did some research online and learned he could fly alone without a letter from a parent on Jetstar Airways. He stole his mom's credit card, got a hold of his passport, took a train to the airport, and flew to Bali. gets even better from there. What does he do? He checks into a 4-star hotel. He had made reservations in advance.
He's a smart kid.
Living it up while his panicked mom reports him missing back home. It was finally a video that he posted of himself in the hotel pool that did him in. It's always social media that's going to get you. So he's hanging out in this pool. His mom says, "I was shocked and disgusted. There's no emotion to feel what we felt when we found out he'd left overseas." And she says he's tried this twice before, only to be turned away at the airport. She said he just doesn't like the word no. And that's what I got, a kid in Indonesia.
I want this kid to book my next trip.
Seriously. Meanwhile, 12-year-olds everywhere are like Jetstar Airways. Google. That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday on the show.
Wow, mom has enough money for a trip to Bali. That's pretty good.
Our kids would try it and it would go, oh, decline.
Yeah.
Oh, sad.
Couldn't get to Lewisburg.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We are going to play a round of Think in Sync. Members of the show here try to match up their answers, and that's your chance to win tickets to see Max, Val, and PETA. They are coming to Kansas City this Sunday, Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland. If you love Dancing with the Stars, you want to go see them. Do you remember that time that you had them record a birthday greeting for me?
Oh, I do, yes.
That's been 2 years ago now.
Is it really?
Was it Max or Val? No, I don't even remember which one.
I think it was Val.
And you asked him to record a little birthday.
It was Val, yeah.
Jen, I love you already even more than the drink. So happy birthday. I wish you all the best, and hopefully we can meet sometime.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. This Sunday.
There you go.
Not only will we give you tickets if you're the winner right now, but you will be a finalist for a meet and greet to hang out with Max, Val, and PETA.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Can I just say before we get into this that the text line, I do love the text line. People text us all the time stuff. Smitty's Garage in Ward Parkway Mall. Somebody says they have a great cheeseburger.
Oh, nice. Jackie's giving away gift cards to that this week.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Tryin' Brut is going to be the winner today.
What we're saying is maybe can she not give one away today so that Brian can have it? That's kind of where he's going with this.
Somehow the show turned into where's the best cheeseburger after
right?
The guy told us about somebody enjoying a big old cheeseburger while driving.
We did just get another request on the text line if you want to take care of this one, Brian. You want to do that?
Oh, yeah. From time to time, we get asked to make mention of somebody.
Yeah.
I think it sounds better through a megaphone.
Always.
So we'll make a megaphone mention for them on the text line.
Get your...
Turn it on.
Megaphone ready.
There we go. Happy 25th anniversary, Carol and Todd.
Aw, congratulations. 25 years.
Goals.
For real.
Your announcements always sound better through a megaphone, so you'd like a megaphone mention, just text us.
Time for a little round of Think in Sync. This is where members of the show try to match up their answers. If we get one correct, line one is the winner. If we get two, line two is the winner, so on and so forth. Max, Val, and PETA live on tour, tickets up for grabs. Are you ready, members of the show?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think so.
Nah.
Shaylee and Joey, we will start with you. A sport with a halftime in 3, 2, 1.
Football.
What did you say?
I was saying halftime and football at the same time.
But you both said football. Okay. We've got one right.
Half basketball.
Half football. Let's go with Joey and Truda here. An unpopular topping on pizza. Unpopular. In 3, 2, 1.
Pineapple.
Anchovies. Ooh, oh, both of you are correct. Yeah, pineapple and anchovies. Not popular, but not a match.
But at least anchovies makes sense.
Ah, so gross. All right. Truda.
What's wrong with pineapple? It's a Hawaiian pizza.
No. You cannot mix sweet and sour. Sweet and savory. I don't like that together. It's a weird combo. Truda and Shaylee, you are going to fill in the blank.
Oh, no.
Chain. Fill in the blank after chain. In 3, 2, 1.
Reaction.
Smokers. Oh my God! All you do is talk about the chain smokers! Are you kidding me? That's all she talks about! What the?
Literally,
are you serious?
All day, every day, Shaylee is talking about the chain smokers. How did you not get that?
What in the how?
That was a gimme! I put that in there because I thought it would be a for sure match.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I thought of.
I'm just impressed that Trudette didn't swear.
Me too.
What's happening?
I'm beyond words with this one.
Fine. Let's try this last one. Shaylee and Joey. Something.
Tee. Ball. Here. Knock it out of the park. What?
Oh, I hate you.
All right. Something found in a couch cushion. In 3, 2, 1.
Change.
Remote.
Ooh.
Both good answers, not a match. However, we did get one with the football, which means line one is the winner of the Max Val and PETA tickets.
And that's Stephanie in North KC. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. You're the big winner.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Not only will you be enjoying some Dancing with the Stars action, but you're now a finalist for a meet and greet. You could be hanging out with these guys on Sunday. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Hang on the line. Joey's going to get all your info to get you hooked up with the tickets. Congratulations.
I should play the Chainsmokers now just because.
I hope you do.
Man, I just can't believe.
Sometimes they surprise you. It was a gimme. That's chain.
It was,
fill
right?
In the blank.
Yeah, right? What else could that be? What did you say?
Reaction. The one time in her entire life.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Looks like the text line agrees in the Hawaiian pizza. I'm just saying pineapple and Canadian bacon on the pizza is not the worst thing in the world.
No, I mean, it's not as bad as mushrooms and anchovies. Ew. Mm. That's bad.
Yeah, that's mushrooms, though.
Mm-mm. No.
It's good stuff.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Today's show has been so random. We have talked about things that people have seen in their cars, the vent line.
A lot of complaining, which turned into the best cheeseburgers in Kansas City, which turned into weird pizza toppings.
Right.
Yeah.
Which leads us to Christina, who's in Olathe. And Christina, what did you have on a pizza?
Yeah, my husband decided to pick up a pizza special in our Olathe area, and it was supposed to be a cheeseburger pizza, which I expected just, you know, hamburger cheese, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And there were pickles.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've had the old cheeseburger pizza.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There should really be a warning label on it.
Yeah. Now, are you anti-pickle normally, or was it just the pickles on the pizza?
No, it's just a curveball that I was not expecting.
And are they, like, baked into the pizza, or are they put on top so you can see
no,
them?
No, they're underneath the cheese. So I wouldn't have known until I bit into it, and it came out with it. Just like you do when you bite into a burger, and it slides out with it. But that I expect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a complete surprise.
Totally.
That's not a good surprise.
That's not good. Gross.
It could be for somebody who enjoys it, but for me, it was not my cup of tea.
Yeah, I'm with you there. That's a little bit too strange, a little bit crossing of food that I wouldn't enjoy.
I just figured it made the pineapple not seem so bad. Then.
Yes, that's true. Absolutely.
Yes, in comparison, you're right. Christina, thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
I forgot that Shaylee the Millennial is completely anti-pickle. I hate pickles. Because anytime we go out to lunch and they
all
just
pickles,
put them on the side by her sandwich, she goes, before she even touches her plate, she shoves it over toward me with her elbow and goes, get the pickles off the plate!
Because then the juice gets in my sandwich or my burger and it's gross and I don't want to smell it, I don't want to look at it, it's gross.
How do you feel about mayonnaise?
I like mayo.
Huh. All right, just checking. Celebrating birthdays today, Oscar and Emmy Award-winning actress Shirley MacLaine is 84. Award-winning actress and singer Barbra Streisand is 76. And one of our favorites, Kelly Clarkson, is 36 today. Directors of the highly anticipated Avengers Infinity War are sharing a spoiler warning ahead of the movie's world premiere. The latest Marvel film was shown for the first time last night in Los Angeles. The directors took to Twitter to share a typed note next to an Infinity Gauntlet that read, if you truly want to avoid all spoilers until you see the film, we recommend you abstain from social media and the internet in general until you have an opportunity to get to the theater. The movie hits theaters this Friday. Macaulay Culkin was on the Ellen Show yesterday. They were talking about Christmas time, and he said he actually stays home around that time because everywhere he goes, people want him to recreate the face from Home
Alone.
You
don't watch it.
No, not really.
And you don't go out of the house during that time.
Yes, I definitely don't.
Yeah.
It's my season.
Yeah.
Look, yeah. Yes, it's Macaulay. It's Macaulay season. So, I try to go out like less and less around that time of year.
Do people come up to you and want you to put your hands on your face?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What do you say to them?
No.
Yeah, right.
I've already been there, done that already.
Right,
guys.
Right.
It's like, you know, yeah, I'm 37 now, okay? Yeah. Hey, Mom.
Culkin was there to talk about his lifestyle brand. He's got this website with everything from t-shirts to food and recipe information, travel guides. So if you want to check out the lifestyle brand of Macaulay Culkin, it's at bunnyears.com.
What?
Yep. Look it up, Shaylee.
Is it brought to you by Brute?
I'm 37, okay? And Dwayne Johnson is now a father of three. The Rock welcomed a new baby girl with his girlfriend, Lauren. He shared the news on Instagram with maybe the cutest picture I've ever seen. It's him and the baby. Her name is Tiana Gia Johnson. He wrote in the caption that he is proud to bring another strong girl into the world. That's your entertainment news for Tuesday on the show.
All right, that's going to wrap us up for today, my friends.
Jackie Lucky on her way in. She's got a chance for you to see Billy Joel here and there become a finalist with Jackie between 1 and 2 this afternoon.
And get a cheeseburger from Smitty's Garage.
That's right. Gift card up for grabs.
Yep.
Delicious.
Possibly. She still has it.
Stop it.
Maybe it disappears from the studio. I'm just saying.
Tomorrow, Gen X versus Millennial on our show. We always play that on Wednesdays. More of those Max Val and PETA tickets to give away, too.
All right, you guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Don't forget, two in a row.
Como se llama? No, Kelly Clarkson!
Two in a row gets you into the show. You're listening for Two in a Row from Taylor Swift all day.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.